Going to Bed with Ed on Smoke Radio. Going to Bed with Ed
on Smoke Radio.
Today's bedtime story is The Enchanted Hat. Once upon a time, there was an old lady sitting in her chair doing a bit of knitting. Her name was Betty, and she was knitting a blue and white striped hat for her grandson. She was just finishing up when she heard a buzzing noise. Betty was a demon at swatting flies. They often flew around her when she took her grandson out for picnics by the unicorn paddock round the corner, so she had gotten quite good at it. With one flick of her knitting needle, the creature was down.
Bloody fly,
she muttered. She hadn't noticed that her prey was not in fact a fly, but was very annoyed that he had been considered one. She had struck a fairy out the air. The fairy rose into the air, yellow sparks spitting from its wings, and fired a jet of fairy dust at Betty. She dived down into her chair, thrusting her nearly knitted hat in the air with fright. The jet hit the knitting, and it was thrown into the corner of the room. Betty composed herself and sprung to her feet. She was not going to let a pest of a fairy attack her in her own home. She stared at the fairy right into his beady black eyes. The fairy hovered right up in front of her face. Suddenly, there was a noise. It came from the knitting. Burr, 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 burr. Betty and the fairy stopped at their staring competition and they turned to the nearly completed hat. The hat was scuttling from its corner and heading for the window, discarding its knitting needles as it went. The last Betty and the fairy saw of the hat, it was jumping out of the window into the night.
Oh no!
The fairy despaired as he tried to lunge for the hat's loose woolen threads as it went out the window. It was no use. The hat was gone. The fairy explained to Betty that the hat had to be tracked down. He was not in the best of moods when he had gone for Betty, hitting the hat instead, and that the hat's enchantment probably wasn't a positive one. Betty's shoulders deflated.
I'll get my shoes on,
she said begrudgingly. Well, she couldn't leave an evil enchanted woolly hat marauding around the kingdom, especially one she had knitted herself. The hat was well on its way now. It had found a handy unicorn asleep in a paddock just around the corner and plopped itself on its head. The unicorn opened its eyes. It had a glazed expression on its face. The hat was now in control, and this hat had plans. The unicorn cleared the paddock's fence and charged off. In the distance, the lights of the king's castle could be seen twinkling through the darkness of the night. The fairy had a fair idea where the hat would be heading and was berating Betty for her lack of speed. She was pedalling her fastest on her old bike in pursuit of the hat, but this was not good enough for the fairy, who was the passenger in the front basket. Betty was huffing and puffing. He rubbed his tiny hands together, threw his magic dust at the bike's wheels, and watched Betty's face of horror. The bike zoomed along the road and over the approaching hill at a speed Betty didn't even know existed.